Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, November 8th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Elections were held across the U.S. yesterday, where the abortion debate played into several victories for Democrats. Ohio was closely watched, with the state choosing to enshrine abortion rights into the Constitution. Democrats also held their majority in the Virginia Senate, while Democrat Andy Beshear won another term as governor in Kentucky, where he criticized abortion restrictions passed by the legislature. It comes as parties hone their messaging around what has proven to be a decisive issue for voters ahead of the 2024 election. Meanwhile, Facebook parent Meta is requiring political campaigns to disclose whether their ads contain content altered by artificial intelligence tools. The policy will roll out in January and comes amid concerns that false information could spread through fake AI-generated videos during next year's presidential campaign. Political advertisers will have to disclose when an ad includes an image, video, or audio that has been digitally created or significantly altered. And U.S. officials have pushed back on an Israeli plan to reoccupy Gaza indefinitely once the war with Hamas is over. It comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday said that Israel will likely keep military control of the Palestinian enclave and that it has no intention of creating an interim government to run civilian life. Netanyahu and Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen were careful not to describe Israel's future role in Gaza as a military occupation, suggesting the details of the post-war security arrangements are still in flux. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European stocks are down in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are treading water ahead of a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell this morning as traders look for signs of what the Fed will do next. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.